Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Today, it's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Chester Elton's here, too. Chester's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on very soon, coming up on 13 years. He's been hanging out with us. He is the founder of The Culture Works. He's the co-author of so many books on how to keep your people motivated and happy. I can't see over the stack. The Orange Revolution, The Carrot Principle, The Invisible Employee, What Motivates Me, and, of course, my favorite, All In, is the one. Next, I think they see the last one, next to the last one, and he's our good friend Chester Elton. Welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jim. Always a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back, and you got a new book coming out soon.
We do. It's with Simon & Schuster again. It's in February. It's on high-performance teams, and the title is The Best Team Wins. The new science about high-performance teams. We had a lot of fun writing it.
And we're going to peek inside a little bit because we're going to talk about an area that I talk a lot about on the show, even when you're not here, Chester. And that is having an organization where as you, I think you called it in the chapter, everything is challenged. Anything can be challenged, but at the same time, you've got to have the balance of that. Which is what I call the one of the magic management questions, and that is, what do we learn?
Exactly.
When they challenge something, and it doesn't work out, they gotta feel like you're going to say to them, all right, what did we learn?
Exactly. You know, one of the case studies that we looked at that was really fun was Bell Helicopter. You know, they had a new CEO come in, Mitch Schneider, and you know, I know you focus so much on the customer, and that's what Bell Helicopter had kind of forgotten. They'd gotten very good at building, you know, safe helicopters, and the design wasn't great.
They thought they were in the helicopter business, didn't they?
Exactly, and not the customer business.
And not the delivery of people business, right?
Well, exactly. And so what he did was he said, look, we've got to shake up the design. So here's what he did. He hired a bunch of video game and movie designers for, like, space movies, and they would design all these cool, you know, outer space ships and fighter ships for games.
Right.
But, of course, in a game, it doesn't actually have to work. You know, in real life, it actually has to fly.
Right.
So he put these designers in the same room with these aviation engineers and said, look, I want you to come up with some cool new designs. Well, you know, the engineers really dismissed the designers as just, you know. And so there was this discord. Now, his philosophy says, look, harmony is overrated, but we've got to set up some ground rules on how we debate so that the best ideas win. And it was wonderful. The first thing he said was, look, we've got to have open debate. You know, you've got to listen to each other. Secondly, there are no stupid ideas. You have to respond to every idea. Well, he said, I'd go into meetings, it'd be like a ping pong ball. The designers would say this, and engineers' answer to almost every idea was, that won't fly, right?
Right.
But as they started to respect each other's opinions, listen to it, and have open debate, they started to meld and bond as a team. And you'll love this, Jim, is that one of the things they said, look, give me the facts, nothing sacred, but we have to respond respectfully. It can't get personal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that?
Well, there's no question about it. And people have to feel like no matter what they say, as long as it's obvious that they're contributing, nobody gets shot down. Nobody gets there's no damage, no danger. Nobody gets in trouble. You know, the two magic questions are, what do you think? That gets the ball rolling, and then whenever the direction you go in doesn't work out, then you got to ask, okay, what do we learn? What do you think?
Exactly.
And what do we learn?
You know, you'll love this. Tata, that was, you know, the giant organization and company
from
India.
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually have a Dare to Try award. So what they do is they celebrate failure.
And by the way, folks, if you don't know this, they bought the Jaguar, and I guess I'm not sure about Land Rover, but they're a big company. They own a lot of major brands.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
And so this Dare to Try Award, it's exactly what you said earlier. They said, look, Dare to Try, if you fail, the question is, what did we learn?
What did we learn?
And they actually would bring these teams that had failed up on the big stage in front of all their peers and present them with awards. Well, when the idea first came out, nobody wanted to submit that they'd failed. But when they saw the celebration and what was learned through it, you know, the first year they had like three or four teams. The next year they had 250 teams, you know, because it was, again, fail fast. What did you learn? Let's move on. It's not personal. It's part of the innovation process. Let's move on. It was fascinating.
You know, as you know, in the 20 years I've been doing the show, I've interviewed a lot of people who have made a lot of happen. Some big time and some not so big time entrepreneurs. And I always ask them to tell us about their mistakes, about their failures. And to the person, they're anxious to tell us about it. I've never had anybody act even the least bit reticent about telling us about it. And it's the most valuable thing we get out of anybody.
Well, sure, because, you know, you learn, in many cases, you learn so much more from your failures than you do from your successes.
Well, and the reason is because when you're successful, you think it's because you're so smart.
Right.
There's no reflection. There's no introspection when you're celebrating. Right.
Exactly.
But when you fail, you kind of things get real quiet.
this is the whole premise of the book is it's a team. You know, we've got this idea still in our heads that the one researcher working late at night comes up with the cure for cancer. It's not true. It's so collaborative now. Business is so complicated. It's so demanding that, especially as a small business owner, you know you can't do it by yourself. So creating these collaborative teams where you get people's ideas and you get them flowing and they feel safe to give you those ideas is what really drives innovation and really drives your business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's James Surowiecki. I've been mentioning him a lot lately. He wrote a book called The Wisdom of Crowds. And there's a lot of that in what you were just saying. In fact, when we come back, I'd like to talk just a little bit more about that. So remind us about the title of the book. The new one.
It's called The Best Team Wins.
When's it coming out?
You can pre-order it on Amazon right now. It comes out February next year.
All right. So, and you're going to come back then, if not before, well, you'll come back then for sure. We expect to launch it on the show.
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it.
And I need your website, please.
It's www.theCultureWorks.com.
We're going to take a quick break, folks, and we'll be right back after these messages with our good friend Chester Elton. Here's CCR to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.